for the building to the building.
We hope through the construction of the building, not just only the building.
但是相信主要建设的地方，我们新建教会呢，更大的不但祝福我们已经在教会的弟兄姊妹们，要祝福周边的一些世人们。
I know God is going to use your new building to bless not only your church, but many people around you.
这个感恩节是星期四。
Thursday is the Thanksgiving.
就我个人而言，我实际上很喜欢一周有两天的休息。
I really prefer a week with 2 days off.
我不能是一周下来是学生也好，工作也好，家庭也好，都很辛苦的一周。
Whether you are a student or you are working, a week is just a lot of hard work.
所以周六的时候，那我们有一些休息、休整，做一些家务。
So, on weekend, we can have.Catch up with our housework.
我们可以也有些多睡的时间，尤其是我们可以家人在一起的时间多一些。
So that we can also catch up on our sleep and also spend time with our family.
那我相信有些弟兄姊妹也和我一样，星期六也是我一个特别早晨的一段时间，是我更多的时间读一些经啊，做一些思想，因为这时间比较长一些。
For myself, for Saturday, I can get to spend more time to study the Bible and meditate.
下一个就是星期天了。我们星期六后面就是星期天。感谢主，星期天是我们一周的第一天。
You know, Sunday is the first day of the week.
我们过去事实上总把星期天当成最后一天，我们是休息一天。
Very often we thought of Sunday as the last day of the week.
但是感谢主，当我们有星期六的时候，感觉星期天真的更像星期一。一周的第一天了。
Actually, indeed, we the rest on the Saturday, Sunday become the really first day of the week.
并且神要我们说星期天的开始，一周开始来敬拜主，从主礼拜主开始。
And for that first day of the week, we want to use to worship God.
我也很感谢主，今天是感恩的时候。
In this Thanksgiving time.
受一些年长的弟兄的教导和影响，我早晨有读诗篇的习惯。
In the morning, I have the habit of reading the book of Psalms.
当然也有些软弱的时候，不是天天读，比如说忙的时候，早晨出门早的时候就跳过了。
Yeah, you know, not every day, but most of the day I try to read.
周末有时候也做一些跳过了。
I skip a lot of weekends.
也有一段时间和陈弟兄有一起早读的一段时间。
There is a time I spend time in the morning with Brother Chen.
对我有很大的帮助。
He helped me so much.
所以在这里我也建议弟兄姊妹们，如果有可能的话。
So I highly recommend it to you.
两三个人聚在一起，一周不需要天天，也就是一周有几次时间啊。
If two or three of you get together to do Bible study together.
这样的聚集不要很长的时间，一般就在半个小时到45分钟之间。
You don't need to spend that much time. Half hour is probably enough.
不要超过一个小时。
No more than 1 hour.
一个我们也不是很太有多的时间，天天能够聚在一起。第二个，我们这样的聚集只是在一个得到一个圣灵的带领。
In very often in this kind of small gathering, we receive the guiding, the leading of the Holy Spirit.
我们的习惯就是早晨读一段诗篇。
We read Psalm in the morning.
做一些分享，感动的分享，做一些祷告。
We do some sharing and also pray together.
早晨这段小时不但带你早晨时间，实际上诗篇的有一些话也带着你的一天。
Very often the words from the book of Psalms guide you throughout the day.
很多时候这些诗篇一句话也许真的把你一天里面有些苦恼，有些烦恼，有些喜乐都带给了你。
Very often a word in the book of Psalms enlightens the whole day.
很巧的是，实际上我昨天前天实际上读到的诗篇的是第134篇。
Yesterday I was reading the Psalm 113.
大家都知道诗篇里面有15篇是从121篇到140篇叫做上行之诗。
There is a section of Psalm called Upward Psalm.
对。当我们为什么我要讲到我这点，因为我们当我重新思想我们要分享的 信心之路的时候，这实际上好像一个很大的 match， 就是很符合我们的这些信心之路一路走过来。
The upper song is just in match with what I want to talk about.
这是在旧约里面是讲以色列人从自己的家，按照神的要求，每年三次到耶路撒冷去敬拜献祭。
In the Old Testament, the Jewish people, according to the requirement of Old Testament, they went to the temple three times.
然后祭献祭完成之后，他们就回家了。
And after the temple sacrifice, they return home.
我们在生命路上也是这样。
In our life journey, we have the same experience.
我们从信主蒙恩得救之后，我们有一个路要走。
After we become a Christian, there's a journey for us to take.
这就是我们这段时间有几次的一起的学习和分享，就是叫做我们信心之路。
That's why I want to share with you the journey of faith.
他告诉我们说，我们不是刚刚进了得救，我们就完成了。
Not that once you believe.You reach the end.
我们也不是说走几步在弟兄姊妹一起学习一起聚会一起服侍主就结束了。
Not only a few more steps more that we have completed.
我们有一个最后的目的地要到的。
There is a destination for all of us to reach.
在旧约里面说这是在耶路撒冷。
The Old Testament talk about the Jerusalem, the temple in Jerusalem.
但是新约里面在希伯来书说我们有一个更美好的家乡在那边。
But in the Old Testament, it talks about a better country, a fairer land.
我很喜欢这十五个诗篇，我给大家略微讲一点点我个人的一点点学习。
I want to share with what I have learned from these Psalms.
从二十一篇一百二十一篇开始，他说我要向山举目。
In Psalm 126, he said, I will look up to the hill.
那时的以色列人因为远离的圣殿。
Because a lot of Jewish people are live far away from the temple.
那就我们来说，我们虽然知道我们已经主在我们里面，但是我们刚刚开始的时候，我们对主不了解。
Even though they are believers, they still not really familiar with God.
感谢主赐我们信心和胜利，我们成为他的儿女。
We thank God through faith that we.
所以我们有一个很大的渴慕。
So there's a longing in our heart.
我们愿意更多的了解主。
We want to know him more.
我们也愿意去服侍主。
We also want to serve him.
所以我们就像那个我们向上举目，我看着这一个我们的主。
In the same way, we look up to him. We look up to him.
到了一百二十六篇的时候，篇第二百
十。Psalm 126.
他说，当耶和华将那些被掳的带回锡安的时候，我们好像做梦的人。
When God returned the captives from to the land of Zion, we were like dreamers.
每次读到这里，我都有感动，我感觉都要流泪一样。
I was so touched every time I read this passage.
他说，被掳的人带回了锡安。
When the captives returned to the land of Zion.
他就在描写我们这些在最终的人，我们该在火成了火湖里面的人，他把我们带回了他的家。
It's just that those of us who live in sin, God bring us back to Himself.
我相信很多弟兄姊妹跟我一样，只要我们信主之后，我们真的不知道什么是神感动了我们。
We know we all have a similar experience because God has touched us.
实际上我们不知道为什么神要救我们。
We have no idea why we were chosen.
我们感动的只是说我们知道我们得救了。
We know we are saved.
就像一位姊妹当时跟我讲，信主真好。
That's why a sister told me so great that she said.
这是神给我们的恩典。
Because it's a great blessing from him.
所以当时这我他就讲这只是在这个救恩在太奇妙了。
Because indeed it's a wonderful salvation.
我们就像诗篇说，诗篇说我们真像做梦一样。
We are like a dreamer.
救恩实在是出乎意料吧。
Because the salvation comes from Jehovah.
我们继续读下去，当我们读到131篇的时候。
When it comes to Psalm 131.
他说我的心平稳安静好像断过奶的孩子在母亲的怀中。
My heart is like a baby But I have still and quiet my soul. like a winded child with my mother, with his mother.
他说我的心在我里面，真像断过奶的孩子。
Like a winded child with the mother.
这是经历。
This is an experience.
他说在基督耶稣里面，我们有满足和安息。
He said, I have still and quietness in my soul.
做过母亲，做过刚才讲，我们做过爸爸之后，尤其做过母亲之后。
For those who have been my mother.
我们实在知道他在讲什么。
We can understand what the Bible is talking about.
他说断过奶的孩子安静在母亲的怀中。
Like a winded child with his mother.
他不说我们断奶之后的，他说我们已经有经历过，我们得奶得饱足之后。
A child who is well fed.
他就安息在母亲的怀里。
Quietly in the bosom of her.
这实在是我们孩子在我们身上的经历。
This is the experience of many babies.
所以我们在当我们读到这里的时候，我们感谢主，他说我们在神里面，我们可以得到我们所有的安息。
Because indeed in God we can find our rest.
就像这孩子之后，他吃完了奶，他就睡觉了。
And the winded child resting in her mom.
他是满足，也没有一点点惧怕。
There's no fear.
我们继续读到第一百三十四篇。
Psalm 133.
他说：“看那、啊、弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美。
”How good and pleasant is when brothers live together in unity.
这是我们每个弟兄姊妹都向往的，我们也常常在嘴里讲的。
This is something that we all long for.
这不但诗篇讲，我相信弟兄姊妹都有这个经历。当我们相聚的时候，我们是何等的善，何等的美。
How good and pleasant is when brothers live in unity.
因为这是在神的家中相聚。
Because this is a experience in the God's family.
圣经在一百三十篇里面继续讲到这样，他说这样的何等的美，何等的善，就好比那贵重的油。他说这好比那贵重的油浇在亚人的头上，流到胡须，又流到他的衣襟。
It is like the precious oil poured on the head, running down on the beard.
这美和善是因为耶稣基督是我们的头，是教会的头。
All this good and pleasant is because Jesus is our head.
我们是教会的身体，是基督耶稣，是神的身体。
Indeed, the church is the body of Christ.
他讲的我们美和善是因为我们有耶稣基督和我们的同在。
This good and pleasantness is because Jesus is with us.
如果没有主在我们中间，所有的聚会都是枉然。
Because without He in our midst, all these are in vain.
但是感谢主，他说当我们经历一路走的时候，我们最后达到了一个和神合一的地方。
As we went through the journey of faith, we come to a unity with Him.
我们进入了基督的身体。
We become the body of Christ.
所以当我们读到这里的时候，诗篇上行之诗的最后一篇就是讲，这是134篇。
As we come to the last Psalm 134,
他说耶和华的仆人要称颂耶和华。
Praise the Lord, all you servant of the Lord.
刚才我们讲到耶路当时的旧约里面，以色列人是一年三次去圣殿敬拜。
We talk in the Old Testament, three times the Jewish people went to the temple to worship.
就是大祭司也只有一年一次进入至圣所。
Even the high priest going to the holy of holies once a year.
但是我们怎么样呢？圣经告诉我们说，主因着耶稣基督的宝血，我们为我们开了一条又新又活的路。
The Bible teaches because of the blood of Jesus, there's a new way open up for us.
我们可以坦然无惧地进到至圣所。
That we can come boldly before Him now.
不但我们进入至圣所。
Not only into the holy of holies.
我们是这圣所里的仆人。
We can become indeed servant in the temple.
我们不但进去，我们还住在其中。
Not only do we enter in, we can stay there.
这就是刚才一百三十三篇所描述的，我们和基督是一体的了。
Now we become a unity with our Lord.
我们感谢主。
We thank our God。
愿意我们的信心之路也是这样，走到最后的时候，我们是走到了神的家里。
May that be your journey of faith, that in the end you come to His home。
住在里面。
You will live in it。
我们欢喜快乐的在那边服侍我们的主。
So we can serve Him with joy。
我们弟兄姊妹们相聚的时候也是何等的善，何等的美。
That indeed the brothers can live in unity, well, with good and pleasant。
圣经说我们已经在这圣所了。
We are in the holy temple。
我们要去经历这样的。
But we must experience it。
好，这里面也许没有什么很多我个人的经历。
I don't have a lot of my personal experience。
但是当我读这诗篇的时候，当我回想我们自己经历的时候，心里也是一定带着感恩的。
As we look back to what happened to us before, we are full of thanksgiving。
就算我在这里有个见证。感恩的见证。
Here I want to share a thanksgiving testimony。
好，我们那我们就回到今天的，我们今天要一起学习和分享的主题是信心的得胜。
And our main topic today is the faith. A faith is a victory。
几个圣经我们已经读了，并且我好。
We have read a couple of verses now。
并且刚才的唱的诗篇诗实在是唱到了这。我们今天要分享的主题。
Indeed, we sung the hymn that fit in with the theme of my topic.
相信我们有同有一位灵。
Because we are all moved by the same spirit.
被同一个灵所感动。
We are touched by the Holy Spirit.
因为我们有同有一位主。
Because we serve the same Lord.
好吧，我们有一点点的祷告。
Let's pray today.
主，我们谢谢主。
Father, we thank you.
你赐我们时间，我们弟兄姊妹们可以相聚在你的教这个圣殿里面。
You give us time so that we can come together to your the temple.
我们不是进来就走了。
That we will not just come here to visit.
你要我们住在你的家中。
That we indeed come to live here.
谢谢主。
Father, we thank you.
你借着耶稣基督你儿子的宝血。
Through your Son Jesus Christ, through His blood.
我们借着耶稣基督对天父的顺服。
Through our obedience to you.
把自己一次献上。
We give ourselves to you.
成就了天父的旨意。
We can accomplish your will.
我们就在你的家中了。
So that we can be in your family.
主，我们谢谢主所赐给的时间。
We thank you for the time we have.
今天我们在你的话语面前，我们要有一点点学习。
So that we can learn from your word.
愿主自己开启我们的心。
May you open our heart.
我们讲的和听的。
For all who preach and those who listen.
一起在这边等待的。
All who wait here.
谢谢主。
We thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Jesus, let me pray. Amen.
感谢主，我们和弟兄姊妹们一起有几次的就着信心之路有已经有几次的分享和学习。
I have several sharing with you on the journey of faith already.
也许不是每一次有弟兄姊妹都在我们一起。
Maybe not all of you are here.
所以我做一个简单的一点点回顾。
I want to do a little bit of summary.
我们一共有过的四次的分享和学习。
I actually have four talk on this topic already.
第一次我们是讲信心。
First time we talk about the faith.
我们讲因信以至于信。
We say from faith to faith.
这就是罗马书的第一章十七节说信心是从开始一直到结束。
That's in Romans chapter 1 verse 17, that from faith to faith.
他告诉我们说信心需要持续需要坚持。
And also talk about the faith must be persistent, must continue.
是就如圣经里面所讲的，主耶稣基督是为我们信心创始成终的主。
Indeed, that Jesus is the beginning and the finisher of our faith.
这讲到了信的根，讲到信的开始。
And then that talk about the beginning of faith.
第二次我们讲舍己。
The second time we talk about sacrifice.
当我们蒙恩得救的时候，我们很愿意照着主的话去行。
After we become a believer, we are very willing to follow God's will.
我们愿意讨主喜悦。
We want to please Him.
所以感谢主，便主要我里面有个顺服，外面就有个舍己。
God gave us the obedience inside, and it will manifest in the willingness to sacrifice.
因为主告诉我们说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起自己的十字架。这是路加福音九章二十三节。
Because in the book of Luke, it says that for those who want to follow him must take up his cross and follow him.
到了路加福音第十四章二十七节这样讲的，若不背着自己的十字架跟从我，就不能做我的门徒。
You must carry your cross to follow him.
背起十字架跟随主，这是要求，也是命令。
To carry our own cross, this is a commandment, it's also a commandment.
这也是我们的渴慕。
This is also what we want, are willing to do.
我们相信我们每一个蒙恩得救的弟兄姊妹都愿意做神的门徒。
I know all of us, we want to be his disciple.
当我们能够舍己，我们能够顺服的时候，就如保罗说，我们活着不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活。
Once we are obedient and willing to sacrifice, we'll be no longer I but the, but Christ but the in me.
第三次我们讲安息。
On my third talk, we talk about rest.
里面安息，外面就有平安。
Because with the inner rest, we're going to have peace.
希伯来书第六章讲过，他说，因为那进入安息的乃是卸了自己的功，就如神卸了他的功一样。
He said that in the book of Hebrews, that those who enter the rest will cease to work.
当主耶稣基督要离开我们的时候，他就跟应许我们说
On the day Jesus was taken up, he promised his disciples,
我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你。
He said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you.
我所赐的不像世人的所赐的。
The peace I give you is not the kind of world gives.
我心里，你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
Do not be fearful or be anxious.
他说，我们在耶稣基督里得的安心是不再惧怕的。
Because in Him you have peace.
第四次我们讲的是喜乐。
In my fourth talk, I talk about joy.
当我们讲喜乐的时候，一定是跟满足在一起的。
Joy always comes with satisfaction.
当我们如果里面有满足的时候，外面必有一种喜乐。
When your heart is satisfied, you will express joy.
圣经告诉我们说
The Bible teaches.
主说，这些事我已经对你们讲，是要叫你们喜乐存在我们心里，存在你们心里。
The Bible said that I teach you all these things so that your joy might be full.
并叫你们喜乐可以满足。
So that your joy might be full.
前面我们也许我把里面的外面有些分类，但是
Even though I separate inner and outer.
但这外面只是旧的源头而已。
The outside is just the expression of what the source is.
我们的安息，我们的平安，我们的喜乐，实际上都是从里面而出的。
All our peace, all our rest come from within.
是圣灵在我们里面，在我们所结出的果子。
When the Holy Spirit dwells in our heart, it will bear fruit.
只有这果子在里面的时候，外面才有显出。
The fruit will manifest what's inside.
所以我们基督徒的生活是一个信心的生活。
That's why as we live this faithful Christian life.
所以我们不但要因着信而生。
Not only do we live by faith.
我们也要因着信而活。
We also live by faith.
我们今天回到我们今天的圣经啊，我们第一圣经里面约翰福音第一章的第四，约翰一书第一章的。五章第四节说，我们因为凡神生的就胜过世界。
He said, those who are born of God overcome the world.
是我们胜了世界的，就是我们的信心。
We can overcome the world through our faith.
信心，我们曾经有过一些对信心的分享。
We have analyzed the idea of faith.
信心在约翰福音哦，在希伯来书十一章给我们的一个定义。
There's a definition of faith in the book.
这是大家都非常非常熟悉的。
It's something that everybody are familiar.
就是第十一章第一节啊，信是所望之实实地，未见之实的确据。
In the book of Hebrews, we say by faith, be sure of what we hope for, for and certain of what we do not see.
信心是一种属灵的看见。
Faith is a spiritual.Insight.
他这个很清楚，他说是所见之时实底，未见之时确据。
Being sure of what we hope for.
我们没有看见。
We do not see.
但这是真实的。
But we are sure.
那怎么说我们未看见就能够成为真实呢
？How come you do not see, but you are so sure?
我们需要神来开启我们里面属灵的眼睛。
Because we need God to open our inner spiritual eye.
这个定义告诉我们说，我们所能够确信的东西，不是我们用眼睛能够看见的。
It says that the thing that we can be sure of is not something that we can see.
我们是因为眼睛是看不见的。
something that we do is invisible.
只有我们里面的属灵的眼睛才能看见。
But in our inner eye, we see it.
刚才我们唱到的诗篇说，我们有个天上的天父的世界。
We think about our heavenly Father.
我们很多时候在地上，所以我们看不到。
Even though we do not see our heavenly Father.
这天父的世界需要我们属灵眼睛去看见的。
This is our heavenly Father's world. We need a spiritual insight to see it.
所以我们当我们思想信心的时候，
as we think about faith,
求神开我们里面的眼睛，
we pray that God will open our inner eyes.
我们才能在信心路上走下去，
so that we can continue that journey of faith.
希伯来书告诉我们说，
in the Hebrew, it teaches us.
当然不但希伯来，就是说，当我们信心眼睛打开的时候，我们看见的是什么
？When our faith is open, we will see.
刚才我说，我们需要信心眼睛看，但是我们需要看见一样东西。
But what are we going to see?
当我们看见的是
，We will see our Lord.
也就是说，当我们在信心路上走的时候，我们有个眼睛打开的时候，我们是看见了我们的主。
As we walk on this journey of faith, we will see Him.
信心是帮助我们透过厚厚的物质限制。
Faith will enable us to go beyond the boundary of material.
信心是帮助我们看见事物后面真正的实体。
Faith is something that will enable us to see the reality.
也就是说，属灵的实际。
The spiritual reality.
看见我们的主。
That's what we can indeed see our Lord.
实际求主。帮助我们
I pray that God will help us
真实的了解这信心的这一个法则
That we can indeed understand what faith is
就像刚才我们诗歌唱到的说今天我们管理我们的是那看不见的我们弟兄分享到
We share that what we
今天管理我们是那看不见的
The Lord who reign over our life today we do not see him
神也在我们里面管理着我们。
He also lives within us, helping us.
所以我们知道，我们信心有个对象，也有内容。
Our faith have an object and also have a content.
就是我们的神，我们的主耶稣基督。
The content is our Lord, of Jesus Christ.
那么如何来更多的了解、认识主耶稣基督呢？
How do we get to know Jesus Christ more?
第一个就是我们要借着读经来认识主。
First thing is through the reading of the Bible.
这我们在以前有一点点已经有过一些分享。
We have many sharing on this topic.
但是我们要特别注意的是，当我们在圣经里面看见我们主的时候，看见我们耶稣基督的时候，我们要思想到一点。
As we see Jesus Christ in the Bible.
信心不在于大小
Faith is not depend on how big your faith is
信心在于我们有活的信心
It's whether your faith is a living faith
因为神的话是活的
Because God's word is a living word
我们都知道有圣经里面有这么一个描述
The Bible has this description
但是主耶稣对我们说你们若有信心像一棵芥菜种
You have faith like the mustard seed
就是对这棵桑树说你要拔起根来扔在海栽在海里
Even if you have faith like a mountain say you tell the mountain to move from here to there
你也他也不听从他也必听从你们
It will be done for you
你看到、okay. 我们都知道他说一个只要有一个芥菜种的这么一点点信心
Only we have the faith of a mountain seed
但这段圣经不再告诉我们说这个信心的大小
The Bible is not teaching about how big or small the faith is.
他是在讲这个信心的种子，芥菜种子是最小，它是活的。
That mustard seed is a living seed.
所以，或者说，这个在讲到芥菜种子那个小小种子的时候，不但是在讲它大小，更在是讲它是一个活的信心。
It's not about the size of the mustard seed. It's a living seed, a seed that is alive.
所以我们要。常常读圣经
That's why we must continue to read the Bible
第二个我们也当我们 蒙恩受洗之后，圣经告诉我们要爱慕这灵奶。
We must also long for the spiritual milk.
我们不但要爱慕这刚刚开始，我们爱慕神的真理。
Not only do we long for God's truth.
我们还要从离他，圣经告诉我们说，我们要离开这些基督小学的开端。
We must leave the elementary teaching of the.
进入完全。
To go into completeness.
我们圣经里面，我们知道我们怎么蒙恩得救的，我们也知道怎么来做一些这些主的真理。
We know how we were saved. We also know we want to serve Him.
但是这里讲到这个完全。
But here you talk about being complete.
完全是讲到一个救恩的果效。
Complete, you talk about the completion of our faith.
完全也包括了那是成圣的意义在里面。
You also talk about being sanctification.
神说我是圣洁的，你们要圣洁。
Because God said that you.Should be holy because he is holy.
因着这样完全
because of that completeness.
因着这样的救恩
because of that salvation.
人就有资格，这就讲到完全，就人就有资格来到神的面前。我刚才讲到的
with that we can come boldly before God.
我们和神之间就有一个关系
we can have that relationship with him.
我们因着这个神的救恩，我们的罪得赦免
because of that salvation, our sin are forgiven.
我们良心得洁净。
Our conscience has been clean.
分别为圣，归于主。
So we are separated to the.
我们不但如此。
Not only that.
我们心里有了顺服。
Our heart become obedient.
我们可以忠心的服侍神。
We want to serve Him faithfully.
并最后能够享受神所要赐给我们的永远的产业。
So in the end, we can receive that eternal reward.
这是完全。
This is completeness.
愿主开我们的心，我们在借着读经，借着祷告，一点一点更多的认识主的旨意。
I pray that God through His Scripture, through our prayer, that He lead us to Him step by step.
神最后的应许说，他要与我们同在。
That in the end, that He will be with us.
这些我们在原来也上前面其实都有过一些分享。
We have shared many of these points before.
在这里，我只是再次鼓励弟兄姊妹们。
I want to encourage you again.
这一年也要过去了，我相信很多姊妹们都很弟兄姊妹都在一直在读经。
This year is coming to an end.
愿主自己给我们这样一个渴慕，继续读他的话语。
May God give us put a longing in our heart to continue to do His word.
因为主告诉我们说
，Because the God knows us.
他说：“你们常在我里面，我的话也常在这里，你们里面。
”He says, "Stay in me, and I'll be in you."
愿主恩待我们。
And God bless us.
信心还有一点。
This is another aspect of faith.
信心不但是我们借着读经，我们可以更多的认识神。
Not only through faith, through the scripture that we can come to know Him.
信心也要是我们去经历的。
Also, faith is something that we can experience.
如何能够？为什么我可以经历呢？
How are we going to experience Him?
因为我们刚才讲到神的话是活的。
We say God's word is a living word.
信心是活的。
The faith is a living faith.
并且有圣灵住在我们里面。
The Holy Spirit dwells within us.
帮助我们来经历主的话。
It will help us to experience Him.
圣经里面说，圣灵帮助我们将所听到的道和信心调和。
Because Bible teaches us that the Holy Spirit will come and lead us into all truth.
我们又是如何来经历这个信心呢？
How are we going to experience that faith?
我们刚才讲到旧约里面的那些伟大的信心，有信心的人。
In the Old Testament, we know about many men of faith.
他们都是存着信心死的。
They died.Even in faith.
他说他们并没有得到那所应许的那座城。
Many of them did not see the promise come true.
但是他们在信心当中，他们走完了他们在地上的路。
But still, by faith, they finished the journey.
感谢主，今天我们神的儿女。
I praise God today, God's children.
圣灵带我们进入的实体。
The Holy Spirit lead us into Him.
我们。真实的知道了我们主耶稣基督所做所事和所行。 所做。
How we come to know about Jesus Christ and what he did for us.
我们正式的明白了神和我们主耶稣，我们尝过高深的爱。
We also come to understand the depths of his love for us.
帮助我们明白神成全良善和喜悦的旨意。
Also we know the will that he has for us.
我们可就在经历我们的主。
And we can experience it.
今天我想借着这个时间，我想和大家分享一些我们那些属灵的旧约里面属灵的伟人。
I also want to share with you some of the great men of faith.
这就是希伯来书第十一章的个讲到的。
These are found in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11.
在我们读看这些伟人之前，我们先读一段一个圣经，就是在希伯来第十一章的第十四节。
Let's read verse 14.
刚才我经常啊，他说这些人都是存着信心死的。13啊，不对。
All these people were still living by faith when they died.
并没有得到所应许的。
They did not receive the thing promised.
却从远处望见。
They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance.
却欢欢喜喜的迎接。
And they were full of joy.
希伯来书里面讲到 一连串的一些伟人。
In the book of Hebrews, there's a list of great men of faith.
我们略微一个个看，我因为时间也不能讲的一个太仔细，但是我们略微看一下这些伟人在信心里面他们所经历的。
I want to share with you some of their experience in faith.
他第一个讲到的约伯和亚伯。
Talk about Abel.
我相信我们对就于这些人的故事都已经比较熟了。所以我不再重复这些旧约里面故事。
I'm not going to repeat the story.
但是我们只是来思想一些这些人怎么来经历神的救恩，来经历这个信心。
I want to see how they experience their faith.
讲到约伯，讲到亚伯。
When we talk about Abel,
他说他虽然死了。
Even though he died,
却因这信仍旧说话。
But still by faith he still speaks.
他说人他已经死了，但是他还在说话。
Abel is dead, but by faith he still speaks.
我们可以看到，这是一个活的，是活的信心。
This is a living faith.
并且他在前句说，他说神已经指着他礼物做了见证。
By faith Abel offered God a better sacrifice than Cain.
他说他已经得了神称义的见证。
And he was commended for his righteousness.
我们对亚伯为什么他的献祭被神悦纳，我们有很多的分析。
There was so many analysis about why God accept Abel's sacrifice.
也许都蛮有道理的。
Many of them make sense.
也许有些是真实的。
Some of them might actually be true.
但是，当我们读亚伯的时候，我们有一个东西，我愿意弟兄姊妹们想到。
I want to share something about Abel.
相信神对他有启示。
We believe that God revealed to him.
他所做的是说照着神所做的，神所说的。
Because he did what God revealed.
我们没有这些证据，但是我们相信，当我们因为神告诉我们说，你要照着我所说的去做。
Because God said that we must do what He said.
所以亚伯的信心就是照着神所做的去行。
The faith of Abel is he did what God has revealed.
所以他的信心是活的。
That's why his faith is a living faith.
第二个，我们讲到了以诺。
We talk about Enoch.
以诺我们都知道，他说以诺与神同行300年。
The Bible says that Enoch walked with God for 300 years.
后来我们就找不到他了，因为他到神那里去了。
And then he's gone because he's with God.
好像以诺经历很简单。
Enoch has a very simple.
就和神一起走走路而已。
He walked with God.
但是我们当我们思想这个时候，我们如果是在我们自己的时候
，When we think about that experience.
我们不要说我们与神同行。
That we walk with God.
神应许我说他要与我们同行。 我只是想，如果我们地上和别人同行的时候，
三百年，
一天两天也许很容易。
One or two days might be easy.
因为我们跟我们的父母一起。
We stay with our parents.
我们的家人在一起，我们父母在一起的时候，我们夫妻在一起的时候。
We stay with our spouse.
我们时间越长，是不是越没事啊？也就是越平稳安静啊。
The longer the time, it become more calm.
但是我们好像事实上不是这样的。
Is that the case?
一开始的时候，我们都可以客客气气。
On the beginning, we are so courteous to each other.
慢慢，我们就不这样了。
Gradually, we are not so courteous.
说话也随便了。
We become more casual in our talk.
更多的时候，希望那一边能够照着我的而行。
Gradually, we want them to do our way.
我们如果想到这一点，我们如何和神能够同行三百年？
How are we going to walk with him for 300 years?
我想以诺经历就是他说能够和神同行三百年。
Enoch, he walked with God for 300 years.
他有一个顺服的心。
He has an obedient heart.
他能够跟着神走。
He can follow him.
就像我们主说，在背着你的十字架来跟随我。
就在 Bible said that we should carry our cross.
跟随
到我们。We must follow.
顺服。
We must be.
并且以诺在这里讲到的啊。他说因为神把他接去的时候，这是他的接去以前已经得的神喜悦的凭证。
He was no longer found. God had taken him away for before God away for whom pleased God.
第六节这是神接他以前。
He could not be found because God had taken him away for who pleased God.
所以我们看见，在以诺被接去以前，他已经得到了一个神喜悦的凭证。
Because he was taken because God was pleased with him.
这就是一个忍耐的信心。
That is a faith of obedience.
第三个，我们讲到了挪亚。
And we talk about Noah.
挪亚的故事我们都实在太熟啊。
We are all very familiar with Noah, the story of Noah.
挪亚因着神对他说话要建方舟。
God told Noah to build the ark.
挪亚的故事，如果就挪亚本身来说，实在并不大。
His story is very familiar to us.
因为我为什么说不大？因为他得到的是救恩。
After he was saved, received salvation.
挪亚的故事实际上最背后讲一个神的审判。
The story of Noah talk about God's judgment.
如何借着这方舟能够免去神的审判
？How the ark save them from God's judgment?
我们想挪亚建方舟是并不容易。
When Noah built the ark, it was not an easy thing.
我们常常说挪亚，我们可以听到这样的分享说，因为挪亚建方舟的时候，肯定世界对他很多干扰。
We know there are a lot of distraction to him when he was building the ark.
因为挪亚建方舟不但自己做建方舟，他也在劝别人。
Because during that time, he also was talking to his neighbors.
因为他说审判就要来了。
He said judgment is coming.
我们有圣经学说，那时候还不知道水是怎么回事，怎么能够相信洪水来
？Before they had no experience of rain or the flood.
所以我们想说，挪亚的信心是建立在相信神的话。
That's why the faith of Noah is based on what he that he believed in God's word.
并且因着他的相信话，他就能够抵挡这个环境对他的影响。
Because he believes what God says, he is able to overcome his environment.
他可以把世界的事情放下。
He can put the thing of world aside.
我们相信挪亚当时建方舟的时候，他实在是一门心思的建。
As he was building the ark,
用他所有的时间建。
He put in all his time.
因为他信神的话。
Because he believes what God says.
因为他并不知道 什么时候洪水要来。
Even though we have no idea when the flood is coming.
他已经用尽他所有的时间、所有的精力在建房子。
But still, he put everything that he has into the building of the ark.
我们看见挪亚的信心，就是他信神的话。
In that, we see that his faith.
挪亚不但因着信神的话，他把神要他做的事情建了方舟。
Because of what he believed, what God he built the ark.
他还传扬神的话，有七个他家里的人和他一起进了方舟。
He also shared God's words and bring all seven members of his family to the ark.
在我们思想挪亚建方舟的信心的时候。
We meditate on the faith of Noah.
愿主怜悯我们。
May God have mercy on us.
我们的周边，我们的家人，很多还没有蒙恩得救。
Many of our family are still not saved.
神不但要我们进入这方舟，免去神的审判。
God not only wants you to enter the ark to escape His judgment.
神也要我们传神的福音，让我们更多的神所爱的人能够进入他的方舟。
God also wants us to bring all the people around you that He loves.
得着他的救恩。
这是挪亚。This is the faith of Noah.
后面就讲到了亚伯拉罕。
And then we talk about the faith of Abraham.
亚伯拉罕的故事我们都很熟悉了啊。
Everybody is familiar with the story of Abraham.
时间有限，我只想到亚伯拉罕有一点，我想这里稍微讲讲。亚伯拉罕信心之父。
Abraham is known as the father of faith.
亚伯拉罕不是因为他比谁都早。
He is not the father of faith because he is the first one.
因为刚才我们讲，在亚伯拉罕还有好几个，有挪亚，有以诺，有亚伯。
There were many people.
他们都是有信心的人。
They all these people before they all are men of faith.
说亚伯拉罕是信心之父，是因为神的旨意、神的心意在亚伯拉罕身上得到了完全。
He is called the father of faith because God's will was able to come to completion in him.
他从相信神，他从神叫他从离开乌尔的时
，When God asked him to leave his country,
他都不知道到哪里去。
He had no idea where he was supposed to go.
他这是他信心的开始。
That's the beginning of his faith.
他信神的话。
He believed in God's word.
他一路走一路走。
As he walked on that journey,
神给他最后一个试验。
God also gave a test.
他说你要献上以撒。
Yeah, I want you to sacrifice your son Isaac.
我们知道，亚伯拉罕因着神所说的话，他愿意把以撒献上。
Even for, he believed in God's word, he's willing to sacrifice his son Isaac.
所以，他告诉我们说，我们的信心是要完全。
It teaches that our faith must be complete.
我们信神的话是绝对的。
We must believe what God's word. God's word is absolute.
所以说，我们亚伯拉罕是我们信心的师父。
That's why he is called the father of faith.
他不是说他没有软弱。
Not that he has no.
不是的，他只是把神的心意显明了。
He has to live out God's word in him.
我们后面还有一个我们更熟悉的一个摩西。
There is another person that all of you are familiar, Moses.
那摩西的信心在哪里呢？
Where is the faith of Moses?
摩西的经历有四段，大家都很熟悉啊。
We are all familiar with Moses' four experiences.
每年每一段四十年。
Every experience consists of 40 years.
我们这段圣经里面，我只想有一段圣经，我们略微看一下啊。
There's one particular verse I want you to.
来看我们的信心的伟人摩西。
Look at the faith of Moses.
好，我们把这段圣经我为和大家读一下啊。我们读一下，读一下啊。摩西因着信。
哎。
从第。第十一章的第二十四节开始啊。
By faith Moses, when he had grown up,
我先读完，他说 摩西因的信长大了，就不肯称法老女儿之，不肯称为法老女儿之子，他宁可和神百姓同受苦害，也不愿意暂时享受最终之乐。他看基督受苦受的凌辱比埃及的财宝更宝贵，因他想望所要得到的赏赐。
My faith, when Moses grew up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than enjoy the pleasure of sin for a short time. He regards his grace for the sake of Christ as greater value than the treasure of Egypt.
在摩西这一段话，在这段圣经里面，我看到摩西的信心的一个特征。
We see something very particular about the Moses of.
那几个字就把它描述出来了。这里面有五个字。
There are five words there.
一个是不肯。
He not willing.
一个是宁可。
Refuse.
他不愿，他说。
But he rather.
他就有个比较，并且有个比较。
He refused.
后来
he want to be known.
他后面有个向往。
He wants to choose.
摩西的故事很熟悉，他怎么在是一个以色列的孩子，怎么到了皇宫，怎么成了法老女儿的儿子，怎么学了埃及一切的智慧知识啊，他都圣经说他有很有可能成为法老的继承人。
Indeed, we know about the story of Pharaoh and Moses, how he, the son of a Hebrew, become a greatest leader in Egypt.
但这段圣经告诉我们，他说他宁可不要这些。
The Bible teaches that he refused.
他不肯要这些。
To be known as the son of Pharaoh.
宁可和以色列民、神的子民一起受苦。
He chose to be mistreated along with his people.
为什么呀
？Why?
他有个比较。
Because he see a contrast.
他说他看见了我们的主。
He saw our Lord Christ.
这里面告诉我们两点。
Here teach us two points.
我们怎么能够想象摩西怎么能看见我们的主耶稣呢
？How can Moses see Jesus Christ?
是他是里面的眼睛看见，一个信心的眼睛看见。
In his eye of faith, he saw God.
相信神对他有启示。
He saw God's revelation.
他相信神的话。
He believed in God's word.
第二个
，Second，
当他有这个看见的时候。
After he had that seeing,
他有比较。
He also have a choice.
他把我们的主和他地上一切去做个比较。
Now he choose between God and the world.
他要选择的是我们的主。
He choose God.
就像我们保罗在他的书信里面讲到。
The same as Paul when he wrote in his epistle.
他说：“因为我要追求主，我可以把地上的一切都看成粪土。”
Because I want to gain Christ, I'm willing to see everything as waste.
过去我看见有益的，现在都无益了。
Whatever was good to me become useless now.
就像摩西当时一样，对他都是好的时候，他愿意放弃的。
All these good things Moses is willing to give up.
因为他选择了主。
Because we want to choose God.
另外，我们看到最后一个字就是我们向往。
And he also longing for.
他说摩西向往。
He longed for something.
他是在提醒我们。当我们在选择的时候，是否都在靠着我们的选择？
As we make our choice,
但是我们选择的时候有一个基准。
There's a standard there.
我们是要向着那位主。
We want to looking toward our Lord.
因为主才是我们要的。
Because He is our choice.
所以我们愿意主借着这几个人。这几个圣经里面的信心的伟人来帮助我们来经历我们的主。
I hope through these men of faith we can come to experience God.
我们实在要学习，我们的信心不是建立在我们所有知识、我们学习的能力上面。
Indeed, faith is not dependent on our knowledge or our ability.
这些确实在帮助我们做一些分辨。
This can help us discern,
做一些判断
so that we can make right judgment.
但是我们要信心要走下去的时候，我们必须要求神开我们里面的眼睛。
But as we walk on this journey of faith, we pray that God open our inner eyes.
看见我们那位主
so that we can see Him.
我们才有这个指望
so that we can have hope.
我们才有力量奔走
so that we can strength to take the journey.
所以我们刚才我们实际上说，我们不再靠着外面所见的。
We no longer live on what is visible.
我们要借着外面所见，看见这个外面后面那位主。
In through this material thing, we see the invisible God.
时间到，我这用两三分钟大概啊。所以我们说，我们信心的得胜。
The faith is the victory.
要靠着这，这里我们是说这边提摩太后书所讲的，说因为我们知道所信的是谁。
Because we know who we believe.
并且也深信他能保全我所交付他的，直到那日。
We also that he can bring our faith to completion.
他说，因为我们有那位。我们所信是那位主
Because we believe in our
Lord, 并且那位主要带到我们到那一日
He will bring us to completion
神应许我们说我们在那边有个美好的家乡在等着
He said it's a fairer country
我们要相信就是说要相信
We want to believe
当我们信心得胜的时候当我们里面眼睛打开的时候我们看见了一些东西
As our faith becomes victorious, we will see him.
我们要看见
We will see
耶稣基督的所事和所作
We will see everything of Jesus.
我们在信心里面能够盼望主的早日到来
In our faith, we will hope for his speedy return.
我们在信心里面要盼望耶稣基督的掌权
In our faith, we will hope for his reigning.
我们也在信息里面看到主要和我们同在
We also in faith we will see that he is with us
我们在信息里面要看见启示录告诉我们我们有新的耶路撒冷城在我们的那边等着我们
Indeed in our faith we see the new Jerusalem
也就是说我们借着我们信心我们如何来坚固我们的所信就是我们信心的眼睛打开我们才能真实看到我们所有的神所我们应许的
When our faith begin to see, we will be strengthened.
如此，我们才有力量奔着这信心之路。
In that way that we can have strength.
世界太多的干扰。
All this distraction in the world.
不论是我们的罪，我们的环境、世界，我们的自我，都常常的干扰我们。
Only ourselves, the world, and our environment are constant.
我们只有借着神给赐我们的信心，看见神要应许的时候。这一些我们都能过去了。
Only through by faith we see that we can overcome.
这样我们才能战胜啊。
That we can overcome.
我们都可以说，我们坦然无惧、欢欢喜喜地奔走这天路。
That we can say boldly walk on the path of faith.
罗马书保罗说，因为万有都是本于他，依靠他，归于他，愿荣耀归于他，直到永远。
Because the Bible says that everything is because of him, depend on him.Will be ended by him.
这就是在告诉我们的信心要从始一直到终，并且靠着他。
The beginning and end of our faith is all by him.
好，我想我们时间就到这里了啊。我想我们再唱一下刚才这个歌词，再说很正常。他说我们信心得胜，我们也能不能再放一遍？我们再唱一遍。
We want to sing that the faith is a victory.We sing English, the first verse, English and Chinese. We sing Chinese first and we'll go to English.
Oh low, let all our strength be burned. Yours is the victory we know, that overcomes the world. Faith is the victory, faith is the victory, oh glorious victory, that all.